So there's no doubt it is an unprecedented time for education, not just for the students, but for the teachers too. So what's it like for staff on the front line? Mark Tannock is the principal of St Aloysius College, a Catholic school in Sydney. We spoke a short time ago.
Look, it's going fine. It's obviously a very new paradigm for schools, including ours at the moment. It's a very disruptive time, and especially for Year 12s. For those boys and indeed girls in all the schools, this was really a moment for them that they were looking forward to, and the disruption of the pandemic has clearly made it a far more challenging year than they anticipated in the first case.
So what's your school doing at the moment to help students and ensure they're still getting that quality education?
Well, like a lot of schools, we've transitioned into an online learning platform. In that platform, we're very much prioritising our Year 12s with a combination of blended learning that includes face-to-face teaching as well as modules. It's really forced teachers and parents and indeed the students themselves to become very innovative, but it's also a great challenge, particularly for those subjects that need a lot more directed instruction, and also especially those subjects that are very practical in nature, things like drama and visual arts and music, that they face the greatest challenges in an online learning environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a new frontier in many ways. Have you encountered many problems at the moment as you roll this out?
Oh, look, I think the problems are just expected, in that as we had to put together our solution in a very short period of time, like every other school, it's just managing those challenges that come up. But like a lot of places around the country, Tom, there's been an explosion of goodwill at our school with parents and teachers, and indeed the boys themselves. So we're finding solutions to those problems as they come up.
Looking more broadly, Mark, I mean, not every school would have the same resources as yours. Are you concerned that it might not be, you know, a level playing field at the moment in terms of kids across Australia having access to that quality education from home?
I think that's a major issue for us as a society. I think, as you've said, we're a very fortunate school, but there are much poorer communities in the west of Sydney and other parts of Australia, not to mention school students in remote and regional Australia. And I think the greatest challenge right now is the issue of equity, to make sure that those kids are getting access to a reasonable standard of education. I know every teacher is doing their very best, but I think it's a major issue for us, particularly when it comes to Year 12s.
I'll ask you about that in just a moment, but in your view, can state and federal governments do anything more to help at the moment?
I know they're working very hard on it. I think the rolling out of additional resources is obviously critical. I've got friends and colleagues who are the principals of boarding schools and schools that in regional Australia, and it would seem to me that for those children in the remote and regional homes, access to the necessary internet infrastructure seems to be a great challenge. So I'd certainly encourage government, where it can, to turn its attention to them.
You mentioned Year 12s a moment ago. This is obviously uncharted territory. It sounds like, no doubt, teachers are doing their best. But when it comes to those senior levels of secondary school, are you confident that kids are going to be well prepared for perhaps tertiary education next year?
Yes, I am. But I think the real challenge now is, how do they qualify for tertiary education? And educational authorities around the country are turning their attention to it at the moment. I think the issue of equity, which we've discussed already, is one thing. I think one of the key issues in relation to equity is the need for governments to devolve responsibility around student achievement to the local level, in particular to schools or to systemic authorities, and for universities themselves to start thinking very creatively and innovatively about how they're going to consider students. And that might mean potentially a move away from the ATAR system and looking at things like interviews and portfolios for students as they apply to courses that they're keen on studying next year.
Okay, Mark Tannock, thanks very much for speaking to The World Today.
Pleasure.
Mark Tannock, the principal of St Aloysius College in Sydney.